In Australia, a memo sent to security guards at the country's parliament has caused quite a stir. It ordered the guards to refrain from addressing visitors as mate. Well, that didn't go over very well. Absurd, said the Prime Minister. Rampant pomposity, one of his predecessors called it, and a day later, the mate ban was history. Nick Lucanelli is a reporter for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation in Sydney and a man very familiar with the term mate.
The whole concept of mateship in Australia is, I suppose, forged out of the Australian experience in World War One, where as a young nation many Australians died, and the idea of mateship comes from there. I suppose our heritage here as a convict colony means we've always had a healthy distrust of authority. And in Australia, I suppose if someone has an uppity manner, many Australians have an automatic repulsion. So the idea of mateship and having this all-purpose sort of egalitarian term is one that's a great leveller in Australian society.
Well, then came the memo dictating sirship and ma'amship. Address those people with more august titles.
That's right. And look, the outcry over this directive was immediate. I mean, the newspapers, parliamentarians, prominent Australians, everyone was ready to describe this as being very un-Australian. The union representing parliamentary security staff said the edict was creating a class divide based on what it called, quote, the parliamentary palace of pretension. And all manner of Australians expressed their outrage on this. And as a result, the edict from on high did not live to see out the day that it was actually issued. It was repealed immediately.
But if, say, the mayor of Sydney were to turn up, or a general in the Australian Army were to show up, the security guard would address them equally as mate.
That's right, mate. I suppose for Australians, the idea of mateship is probably almost as important as the cherished American ideal of freedom. It's this notion of egalitarianism, and we might not always practice this earthy egalitarianism perfectly, but I suppose it's something we like to think that we practice.
If the Queen, for example, were to show up in Parliament, hey, mate, I mean, what would people say?
Well, look, that's been part of a revised memo which was sent out today, which basically it backtracked on this edict which outlawed mate, but it did say that in certain circumstances, sir or ma'am would be the appropriate introduction before a more informal mateship could then be applied.
So, first reference. You might want to keep it formal, but you can get down to Australian terms after that.
After that, mate's okay.
So does everybody at the ABC, or the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, do you all address one another as, hey, mate?
Oh, look, absolutely. It's a great Australian leveller, you know, whether you're talking to your boss or you're talking to the cab driver who's giving you a lift to a press conference you have to cover. It doesn't really matter who it is. Mate's a great all-purpose term.
Well, Nick Lucanelli, reporter for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, thank you very much. Mate.
Thanks for your time. Mate.